Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. Hanging out with Toby Altizer, Kevin DiDomenico. We are talking Washington Nationals in year number 4 of the rebuild. Toby, I want to get your thoughts on this. 71-91 over the last couple of years. It started in 2022, officially, when you trade Juan Soto at the deadline. They went 55-107 that year. And now you're a few years, maybe 4 years into the rebuild now. I think you're sitting at 500, maybe a game or two below 500, 30-32. And you're thinking things are going well. You have a nice core from the Soto trade. And then you go on this losing streak. And Davey Martinez made comments last night. He said he's proud of our defense last night. The boys battled. They played hard.
I mean, that sounds typical, Davey.
We've heard that one time and time again. What do you make of where this team is at in the rebuild?
Disappointing. I mean, you felt like at some point you needed to see progress from this team, and you're not seeing it. You look at where this team is at right now, and the bright spots all come from one trade, which was a fantastic trade, going to go down as one of the greatest hauls for a superstar in the history of the game. Outside of that, you're not seeing enough progress. And part of it is you're not spending the money necessary from the ownership. Part of it is with the money you're given, maybe not allocating those resources the best, and Mike Rizzo. And part of it is not developing the talent correctly, whether that's Davey, whether that's the whole organization. But you know, Dylan Cruz has been hurt for a while. I think, you know, you saw some positive things, some bad things overall. Like, his numbers aren't great, but I think you saw some positive things from Dylan Cruz. It's just disappointing that the last couple of years you've been at 71 wins. The big-time guys that are going to turn this organization around, or at least you hope are, James Wood, Dylan Cruz, C.J. Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, now Brady House, those guys are all here, and you're still not seeing the results. At some point, you have to get back to this being about results and not about, oh, look at the box score for this player and that player. It's got to be about results on the field. So it's disappointing that we're this far down the line and we're not seeing results on the field go positively like you would expect them to.
How about the shortstop for the Nationals? Starting shortstop for the last couple of years, he's been incredible at the plate, especially this year. He's going to be an all-star, C.J. Abrams. Last year, he was the worst defensive shortstop in baseball. This year, it's similar. He's 30th in outs above average. Again, dead last year. What do you make of him playing that position or maybe moving him? Is it time to have that conversation about moving him away from shortstop? The Nationals, over the last few years, before C.J. Abrams, had excellent defensive shortstops. You know, you look back to Ian Desmond, even, in the early 2010s.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of talent there. Is it time to move away from C.J. Abrams at the six hole?
No, I don't think so. I think you continue to try to develop him there. Get him to a spot where he's serviceable. I've seen him make some really nice plays. A matter of fact, just this week, you've seen him make a diving stop behind second base against the Rockies, which I think ended up, he got up and made the throw to first. Probably the best play of his major league career defensively. And then he had a play last night where he gets the ball up the middle and then tries to flick the ball to second base just to get an out, trying to do a little bit too much, I think, and in turn throws it away and you allow a run to score because Mookie Betts just kept running around third afterwards. You know, he's got to find a way to eliminate those errors. That's the big thing, his consistency. He gets to a lot of balls. He's really good at that. But I don't think you move him off of there yet because there's not a clear another option.
Right.
Like, if you had a guy in waiting, if Brady House was still playing shortstop, then maybe. But he's not. And I don't know where you send him. Are you going to put him at second base? He's so athletic. I don't know that I want to bury him at second base. Is he going to play center field? But that's Dylan Cruz's spot long term, I think. So then where does he play? So shortstop is a position that you need a premium defender, and yeah. CJ's not that. But he's given you a lot for at the plate as a shortstop, and I think if he can get to a serviceable, even just slightly below average spot defensively, then I think you can live with it.
Agreed. I think if Brady House comes in as the guy in waiting, I think it's a different conversation. It's not that C.J. Abrams is going to be the shortstop for the rest of his career. I think, you know, you've seen guys like Fernando Tatis. You've seen a ton of guys move off of their position. You've seen a ton of guys move out of the infield even. But, again, there's no one in waiting. There's no one here to take a spot. Another guy, Cade Cavalli, who's going to be joining us here in Washington soon, had a great night last night. 85 pitches, topped out at 97 four separate times. He's a guy who can come in and kind of help this rotation. And we'll talk a little bit more later about Cade Anderson, who's in waiting and a possible number one overall pick for the Nationals here in a couple of weeks. And if he could come in and bolster this rotation. But Cade Cavalli is going to come in and maybe offer some much-needed help for Mackenzie Gore here and company.
Yeah, they need another starter in this. And, I mean, when you look at where they're at right now, where you've got Gore, you've got Irvin, and then I think Soroka slots in as your third guy. Soroka, his numbers aren't great, but if you watch his starts, generally four or five of those innings are good, and then he kind of runs out of gas, and I think he's still building his way up to that. So I've been fine with Soroka. Mitchell Parker had really, really struggled. His last outing against the Rockies was really, really good. Trevor Williams, he's been disappointing this year. I'm surprised they gave him a two-year contract because Trevor Williams last year, before he got injured, was actually really effective going out there, giving you five innings of work, usually limiting the team to 1 to 2 runs. But five runs or five innings of three-run ball is just not good enough. And he's not even always giving you the five innings. So the thing that they're missing right now in this rotation, you move on from Patrick Corbin, and that was always going to happen, but you don't have a guy that eats innings. Mackenzie Gore generally goes six. Irvin's kind of been up and down this season, but you can generally depend on him to go to a minimum of six. Williams, you don't really want going more than five. Soroka's kind of hit that wall around that fifth inning, so maybe you can get him up to being a six-inning guy. And Parker's been so up and down, you don't really know what to expect right now. I mean, if Cade Cavalli can come up and give you another dude that you can depend on to give you five strong, six strong, I mean, that's better than Trevor Williams because right now all you can depend on him to do is hopefully give you five, but even then, he's not really doing that. So I think that having Cavalli back is going to be massive for this team because then it adds a little more depth to the rotation and you trust at least another guy to go out there. But his main thing is, can he stay healthy? And until I see him in a big league uniform, you know, I'm a little skeptical, even though he's pitched pretty well in his time in the minor leagues.
Kevin DiDomenico, Toby Altizer with you on Overtime here till 6 o'clock. We'll take callers here in a bit. I think that's the biggest thing, too, right? Your starters don't give you enough innings, and it puts pressure on the younger bullpen, which is still developing. Mike Rizzo said the other day, hey, we're ready to go and throw these guys in the deep end in L.A., taking on the Padres, the Dodgers, and the Angels. And it's like, that's not a recipe for success. And in year four of the rebuild, this fan base expects so much more of that, and you were hoping in what was a great projected pitching matchup last night, Mackenzie Gore against a legend you were talking about earlier, Clayton Kershaw. You're hoping to get more out of Gore. Of course, he has his worst start of the year. And he goes 5 2/3, gives up five earned. You mentioned the control, walks four. But again, you're putting so much stress on this young bullpen that isn't familiar in these situations. You look at a guy like Jackson Rutledge, right? He comes up as a high-projected starter. And I think a lot of these guys in the bullpen, they're minor league starters. And that is a much tougher transition, and you move to the bullpen. It's something you don't want to do. You're probably losing a ton of money on that. The team's not happy about that. You're losing value, but you have to do it if you want to help the big league club.
Yeah, Jackson Rutledge, I don't know how you want to look at it, whether it's a failed first-round pick or not. I mean, he was supposed to, when you draft a pitcher in the first round, you're expecting them to come in and eventually be a part of your rotation. That obviously didn't work out for Rutledge. Last year was a weird one in that he struggled so badly at AAA. He came up and pitched one time and pitched actually really well against Milwaukee and then struggled again at AAA. This year, you know, they finally just said, enough with that, you're going to move to the pen. And he's had up and down results, but you're right. I mean, it's so much of a transition. Look how many guys in their pen right now are young dudes that are transition starters, where you're talking about Jackson Rutledge, that's one. You're looking at Brad Lord, that's another, who's pitched as a starter for this team this year. You're looking at Cole Henry, because of injury, he's moved to the pen. And he's been, for the most part, really, really solid this season. But that's a lot of young guys, and you hope that these guys can continue to improve and maybe they can form the core of your bullpen going forward. But, you know, it doesn't help when you brought in veterans to be a part of this bullpen. Colin Poche, Lucas Sims, Jorge Lopez, and all three of those guys are gone. And so, to me, that falls on Rizzo, because a lot of people immediately go to ownership, and yes, they could have used more resources to spend there, but he used those same resources he was given this year or last year, and he brought in a Dylan Floro, who was then swapped for Andres Chaparro, right? He pitched so solid that he was able to be moved on from at the deadline for an asset to come back. You look at Derek Law, and he hasn't pitched it yet this year for the team, but they were able to bring him in, and he was effective last year when he was with the ball club. So they didn't do their job with the pen this year. The young guys are salvaging a little bit of the pen so that they're not the worst in baseball, but it has been, it's a ride. It's a roller coaster ride with this bullpen all throughout this year.
Mike Rizzo came on and defended Davey Martinez right on this very station. I think it was last week. Davey Martinez brought this city a championship back in 2019. Mike Rizzo continues to back him. I think for good reason. He's a guy who always backs his players. He's a player's manager, right? And everyone has talked
definitely
about that
is.
Time and time again.
Mm-hmm.
It's not time yet for Davey Martinez, is it?
I don't think he's lost the clubhouse. I've said this so many times. I don't even know what you do. I think if you fire Davey right now, I don't think it changes anything. But I think it would send a message, and I think there's something to that. You know, at some point, you do need to make a change. How many teams around Major League Baseball, out of 30, would go on an 11-game losing streak and nothing would change aside from calling up a top prospect and switching out your third outfielder?
Yep.
That's it. That's all that was changed. And so maybe it's time to move on from Davey. And if you're going to move on from him at the end of the year, then why not send the message now to create a little more urgency? I like Davey a lot. I think you're right that he is a player's manager. He's someone that you feel like you'd love to play for. He's always standing up for his guys. But then at the same point, in a moment of weakness, he kind of threw his entire team under the bus on Saturday, which was uncharacteristic. And you hear after their win the other night over the Rockies, he was so emotional just talking about K-Bear. It shows how much he cares. But, I mean, how much longer? Because Mike Rizzo was on with the Junks on Wednesday, like you mentioned, and he defended him. And he talked about 2019. How much longer can you live off of 2019? Can you keep living off of this till 2035?
Yep.
Like, am I going to have to be going the grave and we're still talking about 2019? Like, I don't understand how long this can last.
They're going through the same thing in Boston.
Exactly. So at some point, you've got to move off. And is it something you do in season? I don't know. Does it change anything? Probably not. But does it send a message? Absolutely. So I don't know what I would have done. Well, actually, I do know what I've done. If it were me in charge, I would have moved on.
Yep.
There's no question. But they've decided not to, and after listening to Rizzo with the Junks, it doesn't sound like they could go on another losing streak and it really won't matter. So it's a weird spot.
They lost 12 of 13. It's a top two losing streak in franchise history. It's Toby Altizer, Kevin DiDomenico. Overtime, we're on till 6 here on The Fan. There has been a couple bright spots this year. Over the last couple of years, James Wood is emerging as a star, one of the top stars in all of baseball. Hit his 20th home run a couple of days ago. It was a walk-off homer that snapped that 11-game losing streak. A 944 OPS, Toby. You haven't gotten numbers like that. I mean, he's entering categories with Juan Soto, Bryce Harper, Ryan Zimmerman. He's the only National to hit 20 home runs in a season before turning 23 years old. And that's in a season. He's at 20 already before the All-Star break.
It's insane to see him, and he's already, I think, a top 15 hitter. He's already a top 5 outfielder in the game, probably. And it's cool to see how unique of a player he is, where he's got power unlike a lot of people in Major League Baseball. I mean, he is in the upper echelon of guys in terms of the raw power that he has. And you combine that with a 6'7 frame, incredibly athletic. I talk about this all the time where, you know, comparing him to Aaron Judge and people, I don't want to throw those expectations because Judge is so far and away the best player in baseball right now. It's not even close. But Judge looks like an NFL tight end. And you look at James Wood, he looks like a small forward for the Wizards, right? Like that athleticism that he has. And also, he's starting to play defense a lot better. But his ability to have that much power but also be selective in what he swings at, it's just special. And to see him at this age, where last year he cut his teeth, made his debut on July 1st, and was solid in his first half season in the bigs, to see the improvement from that year to this year, and there are still clear holes in his game, and he's doing what he's doing right now, where he's putting up stupid numbers, he is going to be so, so good, and he's already a superstar in my book.
You know, they call him our nonchalant king, is what they call him.
He's so nonchalant. It's crazy.
800-636-1067, the fan. We're going to step aside. What is a good record for this road trip? A serviceable record for this road trip? We're going to take your calls and talk about it at the other side of this break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kevin DiDomenico, Toby Altizer with you. 800-636-1067. We're taking your calls. What is an okay record to come away with on this road trip for the Nationals? They've got the Dodgers for a couple more. They got the Padres for three, and then the Angels for a trio as well. We'll start with you, Toby, before we hit our phone lines. What is, you told me during the break, 8-1. That's yeah. Excellent. Yeah, that's undefeated the rest of the way.
Yeah, you already started 0-1, so let's go ahead and rip off 8 in a row. No, I think you've got it's tough to ask for them in the next 8 games to go 4-4. You still got 2 against the Dodgers, 3 against the Padres, 3 against the Angels. But you'd like to think that you could at least... It's setting the bar so low to say 3. So I think you got to win 4 to feel serviceable coming back home off of a losing streak like they were on, playing so poorly. But it's more so just about how they play, right? Like, if they go out there and they play well and they lose to the Dodgers, like last night, I can live with that loss. Like, that's going to happen. You're playing a better baseball team. I can live with that. You lose 6-5. You scratch and claw a little bit. You get on the board early. Mackenzie Gore doesn't necessarily have his best stuff, and so you end up losing that one. But I can live with a 6-5 loss to the Dodgers. But they have to continue to play better. I didn't feel like last night was playing poorly, but they did that so often in that losing streak. So they got to raise that standard. But to your point, I think if you can go out there and win 4 and come back 4-5 on the road trip, I think you feel fine about that road trip, especially off that losing streak. But to be honest with you, my main thing is just watching them night in, night out. They need to just play better baseball. And in turn, I think they'll win some of these games. But they just have to play cleaner than they did against so many of those teams in our 11-game losing streak.
Yeah, Davey Martinez has gotten a lot of flack over the last 2 weeks. One thing his teams have always done over his 7 years he's been here is fight. They're down 6-2 late last night and come back and make it a 6-5 game.
Yeah, it's something that they're good at. They always do scratch and claw. I mean, just being over there at the ballpark on, I think it was Tuesday night, when they were down, 10-1, 10-2, late in that game against the Rockies, you felt like that was going to be a night that a change was going to be made. But in typical Davey fashion, that team battled back and almost got the tying run to the plate. And that is a hallmark of Davey Martinez ball clubs, is night in, night out, they're going to play to the final outs. And it's a credit to him, because you could have, especially on a young ball club like this, you go against the Dodgers and you're down, or any team and you're down big late, you could quit. But they fight every single night. Now, the other issue is, another hallmark of Davey teams is bad base running and stuff like that. So there's good and bad with it, right?
Yeah.
So it is nice, though, when they fight every single night and you can count on that.
I think you made such a good point earlier about just getting away from home. You're not going to get booed anytime you go down. You're not going to get booed when you're losing to the Marlins, when you're losing to the Rockies, when you give up 6 home runs in a game. I just think it's good to kind of get away from that for a little bit and take on some talent, right? The Dodgers 47-30 after the victory last night against the Nationals. Now 29-13 at home. They played really well at Dodger Stadium, actually setting records now. They just set the franchise record in attendance this year. Over 2 million fans in just 40 games. The franchise record.
That's crazy.
At Dodger Stadium. So it's, they're at an all-time high. Must be nice.
I mean, the Dodgers are just such a different level than everyone else in terms of popularity. And a lot of it stems from Shohei Ohtani, obviously. But it's insane, just even from their time when they came here and having seen the teams come through here covering the Nationals the last couple of years. And the amount of people that are here to cover the Dodgers compared to everybody else is night and day. I mean, the Rockies, I don't even know if they had anybody here. The Dodgers, you're lined up out the wazoo, and Dave Roberts is getting mobbed in the dugout just for his pregame press conference. It's absolutely insane.
Were you surprised that the Cubs didn't draw as much? A ton of fans across the country, because WGN was all they could watch back in the day. I was surprised that those numbers weren't as strong.
I mean, middle of the week, if it was a weekend series, I think you would have seen a little bit more. Speaking of which, you mentioned the Cubs. I kind of wrote them off because I was frustrated and I was just making a fun meme about C.J. Abrams being the real PCA. Pete Crow Armstrong is legit, man. And he has been so, so good this year at the plate, which I never expected. But the thing that I slept on was, you watch him in person play center field and it just doesn't even seem real. Like, the jumps that he gets on a ball. There was a play that he made the other night, right before he hit one 452 at Wrigley, that when the ball was hit and then it clips to him in center field, he's already in a full sprint. I don't understand it. He's so good in center field. So, yeah, I am a little bit surprised, though, there weren't a little bit more Cubs fans here.
I think those two plays were legitimately within 5 minutes of each other. He got the second out of the seventh and came back in, hit a home run to get it going in the bottom half of the inning. He's incredible. They're calling him PC MVP. Out there in Chicago. So, we'll see. He's overperforming anyone's expectations in Chicago. Back to Shohei Ohtani. What he's doing, again, it's not like he's having the best season he's ever had, but he's on pace to score 160 runs this year. Babe Ruth's record, 177. But, I mean, he's on pace to have the most runs scored in a season since World War II, since Ted Williams, 150 back in 1949. This guy is he's transcending the game.
Yeah, he really is, and he's so special to watch. You know, we were having this discussion a couple weeks ago about who are the must-see players in sports, and number one on my list is Shohei Ohtani, especially if you can see him pitch, which I believe he's slated to do that tomorrow against the Nats, even if it's just for an inning. I've seen him play multiple times. I saw him play for the Angels before he had really broken out to become the Shohei Ohtani that we know that's transcendent. And he was fun to watch then. I got to see him in Baltimore when he was pitching and hitting, and he struggled pitching. But then he finished a double shy of the cycle still. Incredible to see. And then when he was here at Nationals Park this year, there was a game where he finished a double shy of the cycle. It feels like every single time I tune into a Dodgers game, Shohei Ohtani does something that is just absolutely incredible, whether it's hitting a bomb, whether it's his speed on the base paths, or now watching him pitch and hit again. He is so must-watch, so transcendent, and it's easy to understand why he's the superstar he is, because you don't get to see guys do what he does.
This conversation the other day, Shohei Ohtani is one of the only athletes, and I might be in a category of my own here, but he's one of the only athletes that I would actually stop on the street and ask to take a picture with. I'm not a big, like, bother people when they're minding their own business.
Sure.
If I see Shohei, I'm stopping to take a picture with him.
Yeah, he's special. He really is. He's like a he's the superstar of superstars, because you listen to the guys that are on his team with the Dodgers talk about him, especially when they first got to know him. It's like, man, this guy is different from us. And that's Mookie Betts saying that, right? It's crazy.
It's fun to watch. We're hanging out overtime on 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer, Kevin DiDomenico. We'll talk about the Washington Nationals' number one overall pick on the other side of this break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for spending your Saturday evening with us. Kevin DiDomenico, Toby Altizer with you here on 106.7 The Fan. We're hanging out for the last 30 minutes up until 6 o'clock, and right now we're talking about the Nationals' number one overall pick. Looked at some mock drafts earlier today. It's probably between two guys, Ethan Holliday, Cade Anderson. Very different. Ethan Holliday, a bat who is probably projected as the number one overall in all sorts of mock drafts. And then you got a lefty arm in Cade Anderson who's just about ready. He could help out your team at the end of this year, maybe the beginning of next year. Of course, had the Tommy John surgery. We'll get to all that. You are in the camp of another holiday coming up to the DMV.
Yeah, I'm Ethan Holiday or bust at this point. I don't hate the idea of going with a pitcher, but so many people look at it and say matching the timeline of this team. And what exactly is the timeline of this team? They just lost 11 in a row. So are you saying he's going to be here next year and they're somehow going to compete? I would love for that to be the case, but I'm not worried about that. With the first overall pick, I'm not cutting a deal. I'm not trying to match a timeline. I'm not doing any of that. I'm taking the best player on the board. In my opinion, that best player is Ethan Holiday. And we were talking off-air. The thing that sold me on Ethan Holiday actually had nothing to do with Ethan Holiday. The thing that sold me on it was Jackson Holiday. So Jackson Holiday was struggling at the beginning of the year. His first month of the season, he had a 680 OPS. He's actually struggling a little bit in the month of June. But in the month of May, early in that month, Matt Holiday gives a call to Jackson Holiday and says, hey, man, you're doing this with your swing. I don't know exactly what the process was, but it was something of like, hey, make this tweak. And what do you know? He goes from a 680 OPS in the month of March and April to 819 OPS in the month of May. When you draft Ethan Holiday, so many people are worried about, are they going to be able to develop a high school bat? Which, watch Brady House right now. He looks pretty well developed. So it seems like that could be a success story. But also, when you draft Ethan Holiday, it's not just your hitting coaches that help develop him. It's an all-time great Matt Holiday. You get that built in. And so when you have that extra hitting coach built in, that he's always going to be there, it's not as if he's ever going to disappear because it's his dad. To me, that helps out a lot. And so I'm not worried about trying to match my timeline, so to speak, where I want to get another pitcher in here while Mackenzie Gore is still on the team or while CJ is still on the team. Ethan Holiday matches the timeline still of James Wood and Dylan Cruz. So that's where I lean. I go Ethan Holiday, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that he has that Holiday last name.
800-636-1067. Who do you think the Nationals should take at number one overall? I think Dylan Cruz being selected at number two overall back in early July of 23. Not that he's a bust by any means, but his early struggles, I think you look at that and you say, do we really want to take another bat at this point, a high school bat? Of course, yes, it is a Holiday, right? It is Ethan Holiday. But he's had a ton of swing and miss issues. I mean, you look at what he did last summer. He had his strikeout rate was far too high for a number one overall pick. Do you want a guy who you can trust? Now, Cade Anderson, we talked about it back in April 2022, had Tommy John surgery, missed his senior year in Louisiana. But he comes back in 2025, leads the NCAA in strikeouts with 145 in 89 innings. I don't know if it's him aligning with this team's timeline as much as it is he's the best player right now.
So do you believe he is the best player? Over Holiday, over even some of the other pitchers that could be in that sort of range, college pitchers?
I do. I think as a sophomore eligible prospect at his age, I think he can come in and help right away. Do you need help right away? No. Do I trust him over any of these other guys? I do.
Yeah, and I don't blame you there. I don't necessarily buy into the full idea of bat over arm because arms break idea in the MLB draft. But I do lean on the idea that I think two things cost money, pitching and power. And so I think we're just arguing off of different sides of the coin of what you want. You know, they're not going to be able to sign a pitcher of Cade Anderson's pedigree down the line if they're not going to spend money. So you're not going to hear boo from me if they draft an ace potential starting pitcher. But you're also not going to be able to sign a potential third baseman, which, you know, you'd have to figure out down the line what happens with Brady House, but that's, you know, far in the future. But you're not going to be able to sign a potential 30-homer bat either. So I think that's the what do you value? And obviously it comes down to also what you're scouting these guys as. But I lean Holiday just because I think that you can build the lineup up, and this team has actually shown an ability to develop some middle-of-the-road pitchers over the last couple of years. Maybe they could develop Anderson or Doyle or any of these other guys into a supreme star to take the reins once Mackenzie Gore moves on, assuming they don't re-sign him. But I would lean bat here. That's kind of where I'm leaning, and because of that, I'm going to go with Ethan Holiday.
800-636-1067. We're taking your calls. Who should the Nationals take at number one overall, Ethan Holiday, Cade Anderson, or the field, or someone else? I think you make a great point about Ethan Holiday. I think the swing and miss is a little bit alarming. And I think you're looking at Dylan Cruz, who was a college bat, and seeing some of his swing and miss struggles. I think it's hard to say, hey, we're going to try to do it again. We're going to maybe try to develop an Ethan Holliday, which is something that, of course, the Nationals have struggled with over the last couple
of
years.
Well, and you also have a clinic of a guy that you drafted now, totally different profiles, because this guy had much more swing and miss. But you also have a guy that you just drafted in the top five not that long ago, out of high school, with swing and miss in Elijah Green. And we'll see how that's going. I mean, he's struggling in the complex league. So that's not good, and maybe that's a tail for them to hold on to, but I think it's totally different. I think Elijah Green was always going to be someone that took much more development than an Ethan Holliday. I think he's much more improved. Now, the difference is, when we were having this discussion the other day, Grant and I, if this were Jackson Holliday that were on the board versus an Ethan Holliday, I think I would lean with you to go after the pitcher. But I don't know. I'm just not sold on any of these pitchers, you know, being worthy of the number one overall pick over an Ethan Holliday, but that's what makes the MLB draft so intriguing.
I think the hardest thing to do is take a high school arm. I think you rarely see that. There's just so much variability in that. And then you can have the Tommy John surgery that comes up, like what happened with Cade Anderson, right before his senior year. And that's something you kind of look at, too. You know, there's, of course, there's history with Tommy John problems here in D.C. with Steven Strasburg. So it's... hindsight's 2020,
well,
right?
So the big thing that I don't want them to do is draft with the idea of cutting a deal for signing someone later and getting someone later on in the draft, which is a little bit of what they did last year with Seaver King, and instead they passed on some guys that have already made it to the big leagues and Cam Smith, right, like guys like that, and they wanted to get Luke Dickerson. And we'll see how that plays out. Seaver King has been okay in the minors. I would say underwhelming of sorts, but not hugely underwhelming. He's at least up to the double-A level. But Luke Dickerson has looked awesome. And so they signed him to a record deal for that range in the draft. I don't want that at the number one overall pick. That's my thing. So whoever Mike Rizzo deems as number one on the board, you take number one on the board. Don't go down to number eight or number 10 on your board to cut a deal, because we saw how that went for the Pittsburgh Pirates when they didn't draft the top guy that was thought to be in Henry Davis, right? And look where that went, right? So to me, you've got to go top dude on your board, whether that's pitcher, whether that's Ethan Holliday, whether that's somebody else. Top dude on the board, get him, and then worry about the rest.
Ethan Holliday comes up in 2027. Where do you see him fitting in with this Nationals team?
Yeah, that's interesting, because Brady House has looked really, really solid over at third base. Potentially a corner outfield spot. That or Brady House ends up in a corner outfield spot, but I don't think he has quite the agility to maybe play out there as much. I think Ethan Holliday maybe is your right fielder of the future, right? I mean, that'd be a pretty fun lineup to have, where you'd have James Wood in left, you'd have Dylan Cruz in center, you'd have Ethan Holliday, you have Brady House. I think you'd still have C.J. Abrams at that point. Like, that's not a bad lineup.
Imagine the Nats-O's games, too. How about that?
That's part of it, right? The Beltway
series.
We'll just draft
him for a PR stunt. Yeah, that's what we'll do.
The Beltway series being the Holliday series would be pretty fun. But yeah, I just lean that direction, because you can get a guy that can be impactful every day, and I just feel like when you get a guy that comes with that pedigree of being in the big league clubhouse all the time and was thought basically to be the consensus number one going into the year, and yeah, I mean, there are some struggles, but then you look at his numbers. He was Gatorade Player of the Year this season. It's still water. I think he's going to be fine, and I think you're seeing this organization. So many people are throwing the trepidation of this organization developing talent for basically a decade of the 2010s on the 2020s, and they've made a lot of changes in the 2020s. And I think Brady House is going to show you that they've at least grown some. Like, Jacob Young is a great tale of something that you've never hadn't seen of this team in a long, long time. Jake Irvin, Mitchell Parker, like, those guys just getting to the big leagues, much less being at least decently effective in the big leagues, is a showing that they've been able to develop talent much better. So I think that you could bring him in here. I think they'll be able to develop him. I also think having the Matt Holliday train right behind you helps out a lot as well.
Isn't Jacob Young the perfect embodiment of what Davey wants his team to be? A guy
100%.
Who plays so hard, right?
100%. Now, love JY, one of the nicest dudes in the clubhouse. 5 for 12 on stolen bases on the year is completely unacceptable. what in the world are we doing?
Yeah.
He's got to be able to steal bags. That's a big part of his game.
Yep,
so,
totally.
But yeah, people that fight hard, claw for every inch, absolutely. That's a Davey player if I've ever seen one.
Nats have the Dodgers tonight at 10:10 Eastern. Dustin May against Jake Irvin. Jake Irvin, 5-3, 4.23 ERA. The expectations coming into the season, how do they match up with how he's doing so far?
Yeah, probably right on, right? I mean, he looked solid and then struggled, and he's had some up and down. I think he's been frustrated with himself. The thing that's been interesting is the velocity on his pitches being down. He's been able to pitch around it at times, but we'll see if he's able to do it at Dodger Stadium tonight. He needs to get some of that back, but his curveball's still been good. I think he's kind of right where you want him, just the results have been a little bit turbulent. He hasn't been bad. He hasn't been good. You want him to take that next step, but I think maybe a little bit disappointing in the fact that last year in the first half, he showed you a lot more than he's shown you in this half, but the results are kind of similar to what you saw this season as a whole last year. So you'd like to see him take a step, but I think this is kind of what he is. I mean, to me, at best, he's a 3 in your rotation. He probably slots in somewhere in that 4-5 range, and you're pretty happy with that. But yeah, I mean, he's such an easy guy to root for. Hopefully he goes out and pitches well tonight at Dodger Stadium.
Talked about this earlier. Cade Cavalli is going to be probably joining the team maybe next week here in D.C. I talked with Josh Wetzel, the AAA voice of the Rochester Red Wings yesterday, and he said velocity was the main issue with Cade Cavalli, and we just touched on it. Hit 97 four times. So it seems like he's about major league ready and maybe a chance for him to come and help out this staff. It'll be Soroka and Ohtani going on Sunday night. Ohtani back on the bump. That'll be really fun to watch for Nats fans. And we'll get it going at a reasonable hour, 4:10 on Sunday.
Yeah. I like late night baseball, though. I'm all down for it.
Yeah. Well, all right. We're talking Nats and Dodgers on 106.7 The Fan. Again, your final prediction for what this road trip's going to be. Serviceable record, Toby.
Serviceable, they need to win 4. I think they'll win. I think they'll win a game in each series. Maybe they take 2 or 3 from the Angels, but I think they'll salvage one game. Maybe they get crazy and get to Ohtani in the first inning.
All right,
tomorrow.
All right, we'll see. We'll have some fun in our final segment here. We're out at 6. It's Kevin DiDomenico and Toby Altizer. It's overtime on 106.7 The Fan. Here on 106.7 The Fan, Kevin DiDomenico, Toby Altizer with you. Bennett Solomon is our producer in the studio. All right, we're going to have some fun. We got the golf on the TV. I'm a golf broadcaster. All right, so we're going to do your dream foursome DC Sports Edition all-time athletes.
Okay.
All right, does that work?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Do you want to go first?
As the guest, I will humbly go first.
I like it.
All right.
I like it.
So my first thought, because I said they can be from the DMV, they don't have to have played for a DC sports team. I'm going to go Kevin Durant. Montrose Christian guy.
I like Katie.
Local cat. Feels Does like he play golf? Clear 1-1.
Does he play golf?
Or do they have to play golf?
No, I'm not saying they have to. I'm just curious. Does he play golf?
He's a tall cat.
I don't know if I've ever seen him play golf.
I think he'd be a good hang.
He'd be fun to hang out with.
Katie,
I don't blame you.
Stay in the cart. We'll enjoy ourselves. he can caddy for me if he wants.
There you go.
So Katie's one of my three others.
All right, so I'm going to take a guy who's an all-time vibes guy, and I think he's going to have great stories to tell, and he's probably a pretty good golfer. Give me Tress Way.
Great pick.
I think Tress is going to be such a fun guy to hang out with on the golf course. I think that'd be spectacular. So give me Tress Way.
You have not heard one bad story about Tress Way. This could also be like, who would you want to have at a dinner party?
Yeah.
Right? It's like,
who would you want to hang out with?
Who would you want to hang out with? Yeah. Okay, Tress Way, Kevin Durant, off the table. DMV. Give me AI. Give me Allen Iverson. We might as well be shifting from the golf course, and we're going to play a game of pickup after this because we have
It sounds like you're trying to create a 3-on-3 team. That sounds like what you're trying to do.
You wouldn't want me out there, but I've got the DMV's best hoopers now that are on the golf course. We're going to have a good time.
So I'm trying to
KD.
I'm trying to debate who would be fun to get out on the course. I'm trying to think of a national, and I think you could go with Zim. Zim would be fun to have on the course. You know what? This guy you know is going to be a good hang.
I think you're taking my pick.
I've heard he's a bad golfer, but I'm going to go to the ice.
Oh.
Give me the great eight. Alex Ovechkin. You know he's going to be fun to hang out with. You know he's going to have a good time. You know he's going to be fooling around. And I think, from what I've heard, in his first round of golf ever, he got a hole-in-one, and he had no idea what he was doing.
Really?
So give me Alex Ovechkin. So I think he's still bad at golf, from what I've heard. Maybe you give me one guy in the group that I maybe could potentially could beat.
Known golfer, though. I mean, he's gotten out there. He's
the only thing that I could ever beat Alex Ovechkin in, maybe. Give me Ovi. I'm hanging with Tressway and Ovi.
It's a good squad so far. We're gonna finish our ragtag group with Jason Wirth.
Ooh, J-Dub.
We're going to have Jason Wirth, Allen Iverson, and Kevin Durant, and me.
That is one heck of a group.
We got dinner last Thursday, so I just wanted to get us all together at the course. No, I mean, I think that's going to be a lively round to go.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one for sure. Do I suck up and take the guy who's teacher sitting in, Brian Mitchell, because I haven't had a chance to play with him yet? No disrespect to B-Mitch. I hope at some point I will play with him, so I'm going to leave him off the dream foursome.
Okay.
All right, I think at some point I'll get a chance to play with Brian Mitchell. Can I take, I don't know if he plays golf, but another vibes guy, easy dude to get along with, Jaden Daniels.
By the way, your foursome legitimately could happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a very real chance.
You get it
in a celebrity chance. I mean, you're already getting invited to clubs left and right.
We're choosing the greatest goal scorer of all time. I'm choosing a top five quarterback in the league and the greatest vibes guy in the league and punter, Tressway. And then there's me.
Bennett, who won? I have to give it to Toby because my first two were.
Now, if we're playing golf, if we're playing golf and just having some fun, I think I stand a chance. If we're getting on the court, I stand no chance.
Yeah, I'd probably have to go with Toby because you said the grade A, right?
Yeah.
Fair.
Have a couple beers, have a good time with Ovi on the
course. Yeah, Ovi's going to be a blast.
That's what golf is mainly about, at least for me personally, my skill level.
I've had a few interactions with Tressway, and he's nothing but pleasant. So I can imagine that would be about as fun as it could be to be able to hang out with those guys. But I like that. I like that.
All right.
Well, now the question is, what are you going to shoot when you get out there? Are you going to be too intimidated?
What am I going to shoot?
Yeah, are you going to be too intimidated by Kevin Durant standing right there watching you hit the golf ball?
I probably will. So I'm thinking we play a scramble. So I'm thinking it's obviously me and KD. We're both KD. So it'll be me and Kevin Durant.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, we always get, you know, we're always told that. And then
I'm sure Kevin Durant's told that, by the way.
And then and then AI and Jason Wirth will obviously play together. So I think KD and I shoot a scramble. Give us a 79.
Okay.
Give us a 79 and we're losing to you guys.
I'm going to put me and Tressway on the same team.
Okay.
Then. And we're definitely kicking JD5 and the Great Eights butt. There's no question about it. Matter of fact, let's set that up.
Yeah. Again, your foursome could very, very well happen. It's been a lot of fun with you, Toby. Bennett Solomon has been producing for us. We're hanging out at Overtime. Toby Altizer, Kevin DiDomenico signing off here on 106.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.